Yes,
sir. Oh, hey, we got Vincent Eastwood, our friend from New Zealand. Vince, what's going on, man?
We're fucked.
No! Socks! I've been having so many technical problems tonight, man.
Yeah. Hey, I had technical issues on my show today as well. Like, every time I try to play a clip or something like that, it doesn't work. It's so freaking annoying, mate.
I know. I know. We've been over here. It's a struggle, Vince. It's a daily struggle.
And you can't do anything about technical issues either anyway, can you? Because, you know, you've got the board op over there in Austin, you've got the blog talk radio working, you've got your Skype working. All of these technical things which we didn't create, which we have no idea how to work or whatever, apparently for some reason it's a really great idea for them to screw up all the time.
I blame Al-Qaeda. It's Al-Qaeda's fault, man.
I was going to name Bill Clinton.
I
think Clinton definitely needs a mention in here. Yeah.
Al-Qaeda.
Well, Bill Clinton, like, specifically, right, here's the reason why you blame him, okay? Didn't he sign some kind of act back in the mid-90s reducing the amount of different media outlets down from, like, 800 in the United States, and now we've got, like, 3-4 of them? You know? It's like, okay, now all the power of the media is concentrated in very, very few hands indeed, and all of us small little radio show hosts down here in the bottom of the world in New Zealand, we don't have really much choice in the matter, do we? Oh, no. I want Bill Clinton to be my Mac Daddy. In fact, I can hear he can get some really Mickey ass cocaine, bro.
Well, you got to admit, Bill Clinton is very sexy.
I do.
Sexy man.
Yeah.
Put that egg roll in your hand. I'm a sexy man. Put an egg roll in your hand, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, Clinton's just basically a slime bag. But then again, every single president turns out to be a slime bag after you elect them, don't they?
Oh, yeah, but...
Yeah, I feel that we should elect President Camacho or something like that. You know, just a really dumb, giant, freaking wrestler or something like that that'll just...
You said President... Wasn't that the exact... the President's name in Idiocracy?
That's right.
President Camacho, yeah. Yeah, that movie is awesome, man.
Oh yeah, it's kind of prophetic, isn't it? It's like the Brave New World of the 21st century. You know, Brave New World was when intelligent people kind of decided that they would dumb everybody down and dope them up and abandon their family unit and all of that kind of stuff, and that just worked fine. But now the 20th century has become much more sophisticated, so that people will become so dumbed down that the entire society itself will just collapse, and the average guy with even moderate intelligence will appear like a genius.
I just think it's so weird that you brought up that reference, President Camacho. Yeah.
This guy's the smartest man in the world. He's going to fix the dust bowl. He's going to fix the water problem. He's going to fix the trash problem. He's going to fix everything. And if he's going to do it all in 1 week, and if he doesn't do it, we're going to kill him.
that was great. And at one point, he fucking shoots off a fucking shotgun. And he's like, yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, it would actually be almost as entertaining as having George W. Bush in again.
President Camacho.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Obama's he's pretty entertaining in his own, you know, subdued sort of way.
You hear him say recently that, I wish I could pass laws and without Congress, you know, because I do this for the United States. It's like basically saying, I want to basically say that Congress has no power anymore, that there's no three branches of government anymore. There's just one, the president, the dictator. And you know how the crowd reacts? They fucking cheer. You know, and it reminds me of, Attack of the Clones. You know, the second Star Wars film?
Exactly.
How the lady or whatever it is, Natalie Portman, she says, and so this is how we lose democracy. The thunderous applause.
Like that fucking Star Wars movie, Attack of the Clones. It's like, oh yeah, yay! He's all for martial law.
Yeah, Attack of the Clones, starring Paris Hilton.
But what they want to do is change it to Attack of the Drones, I think.
Yeah, hey, I think we currently have Attack of the Drones, and thanks to the NDAA, it'll be quite literal, especially for US citizens.
Yeah, well, it's not very good here in Blighty either, Vinny, you know.
Well, what's going down with the tyranny in the Uber Kingdom these days?
What, in the Uber Kingdom?
Yeah, the UK.
Well, you know, there's all sorts of things going on, but I do remember seeing one of those trains.
Trains? What?
Seems to have cut out there a little bit. Well, yeah, there's technical glitches all round today, isn't there, though, Charlie?
I know, it's weird. What do you think? You think it's solar flares or what, man?
Hey, well, apparently, and I was talking with, I think it was about maybe 6 years ago, I had a conversation with a guy, and we noticed that stuff was all breaking down all over the place, like cars were breaking down, computers were shorting out, and all of this kind of stuff. And apparently it was because Mars was really, really close to Earth at that particular time, was throwing a whole lot of shit off. I don't know exactly what it is, but, you know, there's something celestial going on. And let's face facts here, it's 2012, so it's probably true.
Right, man. I'm not one of these guys that are so paranoid that think, hey, the government is trying to shut down my hobbyist show. I mean, I have like 15 fucking listeners, you know. And so I know the government ain't trying to shut me down. But yeah, man, I'm thinking it must be the solar flares are a good explanation, though.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to be careful when you say it's a hobbyist show, because they might interpret that as being a Wahhabiist show.
Well, it is a hobbyist show. I mean, I love doing it. That's why I do it, man. I'm an audiovisual geek. I've always been into audiovisual type rap, and I've always been in bands and shit ever since boyhood. I love this kind of crap. It is hobbyist for me, to be quite honest.
Yeah, well, everybody's just got to have fun, and I don't know about you guys, but just being on radio, it doesn't matter how many people are listening or anything like that, but just being on radio and having it recorded is really fun.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Well, it's just a good laugh, isn't it, Vinny?
Yeah, fucking oath. You know, what do you got to lose?
Damn it. Herbsta tried to call me. Herbsta, call again, damn it.
You bring him up. If you just add the people to the Skype call, there's an add people to this call button on Skype now, and you can just click that and then select the person that you want without actually having to do a whole new call, because it seems that every time that you start a whole new call, Blog Talk Radio drops the feed and then has to restart it again. So that might be a source of one of your technical difficulties.
I know, I've just been having a lot of troubles tonight, man.
It's probably that bottle of Jack.
Yeah, it might have something to do with the huge amounts of whiskey I've drank today. So.
Yeah.
Was that you, Rob, that was saying it could be the bottle of Jack?
Yes, it was, Captain. Thank you.
The bottle of Jack.
That is a very good point, isn't it, Robert?
It is, Paul. Good man.
Hey, you see, alcohol and radio certainly mix well, I think. You know, radio's like the Coca-Cola of media.
You read my mind. That's something I often say, is that radio and booze are like a perfect combination.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Hey, well, we're having this. Have you guys got any food bill legislation being passed in your countries at the moment? Because we've got it happening here, and on the government's own website it says here, the food bill is basically a cut and paste from Codex Alimentarius, right? That's basically what we're dealing with here, and they're trying to usurp control of all food. And this is the scariest part, right? Dig this. If you so much as give a fucking sunflower seed to your neighbor, an armed, immune from prosecution, private agency can come on your property without a warrant And anything that they do to you in order to prevent you from sharing seeds or anything like that, they're immune from prosecution. Okay? It's fucking crazy.
But that shit will ever happen, dude. Come on.
Yeah, it'll happen, man. It's going to be passed very, very soon.
Nobody's going to bust you for fucking giving a pumpkin seed to a fucking neighbor.
It's happening here, Vinny.
Yeah.
It is. See, I knew it. We got a list. One of my listeners sent me a list of all the members of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. They're listed alphabetically, and they go from Afghanistan to Zimbabwe. Okay? It's going to be happening fucking everywhere, man. And
how many people you know got busted for this bullshit you're yapping?
Oh, we're not busted yet. The law hasn't been passed yet.
So, whatever.
Yeah, but it's not far off, is it, Vinny? Because that's actually...
We have another 3 days. 3 days it'll be passed.
Mm-hmm. 2008, the whole Codex Alimentarius shit was being preached by, like, Cody Howell and all them motherfuckers. This is old.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and now they just changed the name of it and then introduced it under a different name. They call it the Food Safety Bill.
Nobody's going to bust you for giving seeds. Come on.
Not today. Certainly not. But all they want to do is really set the precedent kind of thing. They pass these really crazy laws, which nobody's going to want. Nobody's going to follow. And, of course, they have bipartisan support in Parliament. And then they don't actually implement those laws straight away. They wait until everybody's kind of gotten used to the idea and forgotten about it entirely. And then they start busting people. Once a new government comes in, of course, because then they've got left cover.
And they have actually, even in this country, I mean, they have actually started busting the Amish because they sell raw milk to their neighbors.
Yeah, that's right. And there was also some guy in, I think it might have been Louisiana, he was arrested for having a quarter-acre garden, all right? He had a $5,000 U.S. fine, all right? And this has already happened. And there was also a food co-op meetup, like a whole group of organic farmers and things like that. They all decided to meet up and have a nice meal together, you know, big tables, lots of food and everything. Food safety officers turn up and demand, under pain of arrest, that they pour bleach on all of their nice, beautiful, organic food because it's too dangerous. And this has already happened. And we've got... organic stores, I think it was like Rawson Foods, for example, experienced a guns-drawn raid. You know, men in black uniforms coming in, taking that raw milk off you at gunpoint. Okay, so if you think this isn't happening or going to happen, I got news for you. It already is happening.
Exactly, and that's what I was saying to Rob. Fuck you, Rob from Jersey. You don't have any idea what you're talking about, you piece of shit.
Vin, nice to meet you again, mate. It's
all fake propaganda, and that was all actors.
Right. Dog's been looking at Dallas Goldbug videos. He thinks that Bill Cooper has transformed into Jordan Maxwell. Bill Hicks has become Alex Jones.
Say that. I actually got an email back from Dallas Goldbug this morning, and he's going to be coming on my show. So I'll ask him about that, actually.
You need to be careful he doesn't get a picture of your ear, Vinny.
By the way, it's so funny you bring up Alex Jones. Me and just before the show tonight, we were watching Scanner Darkly. And Alex Jones actually has like a 15 to 30 second cameo in that movie.
I love that.
Have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah, man, it's great. Hey, you know, I used to be one of you. The government's shipping the drugs and.
The
movie itself sucks.
By the way, I'm really fascinated with Dallas Goldbug. I'm not. Ed Sweeney's work is brilliant. By the way, I'm not knocking the man whatsoever. I'd love to interview him myself. But the thing is, I find it hard to believe that Jordan Maxwell is Bill Cooper. I have to say that. I do have problems with that. But I'm open-minded, you know, I'm open-minded enough to accept it could be true, but I don't really feel in my heart of hearts that Alex Jones is Bill Hicks. And that's what he's saying. He says Bill Hicks is Alex Jones. He does look a bit like Alex Jones. We look back at some of the old Bill Hicks footage. He does look very much like Alex Jones. But
well,
he's basically
were alive at the same time, so I don't see how that works.
Well, he's saying the same about Jordan Maxwell and Bill Cooper. And they was alive. They interviewed each other, for fuck's sake. So, but I don't know. I mean, but I do find him. I do find him very interesting. He's fascinating, in actual fact. But I don't know. Just
I
don't
think
let
that's
him.
An important point. Is that,
don't let him take a picture of your ear, Billy, because he's going to start thinking you are Crocodile Dundee. You know, he's like,
can I ask you a question, Vinny, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Right. Do you have Agenda 21 in your bank?
A what?
Are you Agenda 21?
Agenda 21. Yeah. A friend of mine who has a radio station down in Hamilton, it's one of the larger cities in New Zealand. He started an investigation team and is just telling them, you know, this is how you do investigations, this is how you ask questions, etc. And he tried out whether or not Agenda 21 was in Hamilton. And it turns out that inside the council offices of Hamilton City Council, there is actually an Agenda 21 office.
Wow.
Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Because my local council are following Agenda 21. And that's
well, they've probably
Codex
got an Agenda 20. They probably got an office as well. And this is the thing. You don't find out about the Agenda 21 offices unless you actually go investigating and try looking for them. I mean,
yes,
you can tell whether or not they've got one at all based upon the legislation that they pass. Like Auckland, our largest city, 1.4 million people, we just had all of the public assets, a good $28 billion worth of them, put into a private company called Auckland Properties Limited. Okay, and that's all straight out of Agenda 21. You privatise all the public land and you put it into control of corporations, and they divvy it out. And then they gave all the in-house services. You know how council works, provides, you know, they fix pipes if they break and all of that kind of jazz. Well, now they've contracted every single service virtually, you know, from the trains, trash pickups, sweeping, everything has been contracted to an international water company called Veolia, the largest private water company in the world. Every single thing's got them. You know, like you go on the public trains, okay? What's stitched on the jersey of the little train guy who clips your tickets? Fucking Veolia. You get your trash picked up. What's on the side of the train? Veolia. And that's what Agenda 21 basically is. It's about corporations taking over public services so that they can be in control 100% of the time.
Well, you know that Codex Alimentarius is part of Agenda 21, don't you?
The what? Codex Alimentarius is part of Agenda 21? Yeah, I can believe that.
Yes.
Hold on a sec, guys. I've just got somebody at the door. I'll be back in a sec.
Mm-hmm.
I like Vin. He's a cool guy. He knows his stuff. Charlie.
Let's go into a break, man. We'll do a 2-song break and then we'll come right back.
Can you play a bit of Luke Kelly, please?
Of course I can, Tia.
Well, a bit of Luke Kelly would be nice, wouldn't it, Charlie?
That would be awesome.
Thank you, mate.
Raglan Road.
On an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair. You got that one?
Yeah, I think I knew. Let's see here.
Is Tony still there? Has he gone off yet? He's probably shagging.
He's sitting right here.
Right here.
Tony's probably shagging some bird next door. I know what he's like. He's shagging pussy. Right. Tony's got pussy like there's no tomorrow. Tony.
Shagging some bird next door.
See, y'all think I'm just like some surfing chick banging out. All right.
I saw
her first and you that her dark hair would weave
a snare. I mean, he
just that I might one day rule. I saw the danger and I passed.
Hello.
On the
enchanted way.
And
I said, let grief be a falling leaf.
At the dawning of the day, on Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly. Of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's flesh. Queen of hearts still making tough, and I'm not making hay. Oh, I love too much. That by that is happiness thrown away. I gave her a gift of the mind. I gave her the first sign that known to the eye. True God of sound and stone, and word and tin without sin. I gave her poem's name with her own name there, and her own dust. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now. Away from me so hurriedly, my reason must allow. Not as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel rules the clay, he'd lose his wings at the dawn of day.
Fucking brilliant. Bit of Leo Kelly, you know what I mean, kid?
Beautiful.
The best of the fucking business.
Alright, wait a minute, here we go. How about this one?
I'll drink to that, Theo. Yes, I think a lot of it, Tony. I could go surfing to that one. I could grab my board. I could go out into the surf, Tony, with that one, mate.
Followed
so well,
where our school
light a gas-shod wall. Through the smoke and the smell. The rain running out the dark lane. Happy day. Farm today, I see an hospitable landscape. Suitable for any safe for himself.
Oh, as I look over Dale, I look over Dale Farm today, I see the inevitable world envisioned by the 1%. A toxic scarred, inhospitable landscape. A terrestrial hell suitable for Satan himself.
Yes.
I see a socio-psychopath delight. A delectable appetizer with a main course of World War III. And it is said of nuclear Armageddon coming soon to a theatre near you, as it were. I see the 99% constructing the ultimate prison. A prison large enough to prison everyone, minus the 1% and their minions, that is. I see the 99% voluntarily entering the prison and locking the prison door behind the last man, woman and child. 1% with devil smiles for the 99% novel.
Well, whoever's a minority can't make a difference, eh? So that's what we're dealing with here. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, it's always been a minority that makes the big difference and the big change. Because the majority usually just sit on their ass and do whatever the minority tells them. It's a really ironic situation we've got here. We're like this herd animal culture. Movies.
Yes, and that's the trouble, isn't it, Vinny? You know. It's a strong little people that are going to have to stand up and do something about it, you know?
Well, it's strange that people think that politics is remarkably entertaining, particularly if you look at how tyrannical it is, you know? It's far more interesting than watching a film because it's real fucking life, isn't it? And we're all distracted playing Warfare 3. It's fun because you get to kill President Barack H. O'Berry.
We're all distracted by Luke Kelly's song. That must be nice. It's nice to have a Luke Kelly song in a break, Vin.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking we should try and resurrect Ned Kelly. You know, the old fashioned Australian outlaw criminal. Elect him president or something like that. It'd be great because he'd be bulletproof. He wouldn't need any bodyguards. It would cut down on the huge amount of bloody taxation and whatever that we'd have to actually give out to everybody. So that the one motherfucker can go around bulletproof in limo, all of that sort of shit. In fact, did you see that time when Obama's limo actually got stuck when it was coming out of an embassy? It like went over the curb. I was like, oh, you useless fucking cunt.
Don't be such a domestic terrorist, Vinny Eastwood. It's really doesn't suit you.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather call myself a domesticated terrorist, you know, because I do washing, I do the dishes, I cook dinner, and all of that kind of stuff. And in my spare time, I make tennis ball bombs.
But you're definitely going to the fever camp.
What the hell is this song? I'm like, I ride buffaloes on the open train.
You insulter, Billy.
Billy. Shut the fuck up, Vinny.
Vinny, Dog's got a friend called Nycross. He loves you, man. He's the first one who spoke about you. He introduced us to you.
Oh, Charlie, there is some bad feedback coming on your end, man. That's the cheer the audience gave when Barack Obama said he should disband Congress and become a dictator.
Yay!
How dare you compare fucking Barack Obama to Luke Kelly? Luke Kelly is a goddamn Irish prophet, man.
Yeah.
How dare you...
Hey, speaking of Irish prophets, one thing that really amuses me about Ireland is that my Prime Minister, John Key, he actually used to work in Ireland. They moved all his back offices there when he worked for Merrill Lynch, right, because they had all these sweetheart tax break deals. And as they were in there, making all this profit, making all this fake money and shit like that, and not paying any taxes, they hollowed out the entire economy, and now they've got, what are they called? Abandoned estates, like this whole suburb that have been built. And there's nobody in them.
By the way, I just remembered, you are Lucy Lawless's cousin. I mean, that chick is so goddamn hot.
I remember this conversation last time, yeah.
Have you ever had lust for your cousin? I mean, goddamn, I know I would.
Well, I don't know about you, but, you know, I can recognize what an attractive woman is, but whether or not I'm sexually attracted to them depends on whether or not I'm related. And in Lucy's case, no.
Well,
see, Charlie, you're a huge fan, eh? You have a Xena costume, don't you?
That's fair. No, that's fair. Yeah, I actually do have a Xena costume. I wear it often. I often dress up as Xena in front of the mirror. Tony can attest for this.
Warrior Princess.
Yeah.
I mean, the warrior princess with burgeoning chest hair coming out of the breastplate.
Yeah, I want to see the pictures.
Can
you put them on your Facebook, Charlie?
Yeah, come on, Charlie. Upload those pictures to your Facebook.
All right. Fair enough, guys. That's a fair enough request.
Put your money where your lawless is.
Yeah. I'll chug one off to it.
Oh, that's rough. I think I threw up in my mouth a little.
But keep it professional, guys. There's a shadow elite trying to take over the planet.
Hey, look. The shadow elite want us to be depressed, unhappy, and afraid.
Oh, no,
we're sitting there. We having a laugh, isn't it?
Eastwood, please give my best regards to your cousin. Goddamn, I am in lust with her. I love that fucking chick, Lucy Lawless. Tell you two.
I'll tell you what. Next time I see her, she normally. I mean, I get to see her maybe once every year or two or something like that. They usually have some kind of big barbecue around at their big mansion in Kohimarama here in Auckland. Next time I see her, I'll tell her about you and just say that there's this creepy guy in the United States called Charles Lamson who runs this incredibly shitty radio show and wears Lucy Lawless costumes and that kind of stuff and takes pictures of him, posted on Facebook, and then his friends jerk off to it. I'm sure she'll be impressed.
Exactly, man.
So just put the photos up, Charlie, and we could all jack off to it.
Let her know. I'm a totally creepy weirdo, and I am fucking obsessed with her.
Yeah. Charlie's actually Russian, and his surname's actually Jerkoff. And if you're not careful, he might actually call KGB on you and send you to some gulag in Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, no. I am harmless, man. I am harmless. Lucy has nothing to fear from me.
I don't know, Charlie.
Well, for one thing, she's actually taller than me. I mean, she's like 6'1", right?
She could probably deal with it, though. I mean, she does have a lot of aggressive butch lesbian fans.
Oh, she could probably kick my ass if she wanted to.
Yeah. I mean, she does do action films.
She is Xena the Warrior Princess, after all. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She'll turn you into Charlie the Warrior Pincushion.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But just let her know, you know, that... Charlie's thinking about her.
Can you do an impression of that noise she makes in Xenia One? Does that sound bad? Is that like a seagull being butchered by some rusty cleaver? That's pretty fucked up, bro. Kind of like a dark highway at night, you know, you see some kind of squashed possum on the road and you're like, man, that sounds like good eating, and then you take a bite of it and you're like, it's too spicy. must have been run over by some GMC fucking Chevy Suburban or some shit.
Roadkill is good eating, man.
Yeah, especially armadillo. It's like a lobster, except you can run over it and eat it.
Exactly.
You know, and apparently, what's his name? George W. Bush, his dog Barney. Do you remember that thing on what was it called? Fahrenheit 9/11. How George Bush was telling the story about old Barney. He had his head stuck down a hole and he was chasing the armadillo. it's like, man, where do they get these fucks to bloody rule the country? It's like, did they seriously pick them out of a fucking hat?
There are rulers. That makes so much sense. Yeah, there are fucking rulers. And they fucking eat roadkill.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of stationary, we don't need rulers, we need rubbers to prevent those kind of people from being born. You know?
Here.
Family planning, ladies and gentlemen. If you think you're about to give birth to a presidential figure, don't do it! Don't do it! Wear a fucking condom!
I would like Tony's... Tony, are you still there in the background, son?
Yes.
Tony, I would like your opinion about Ron Paul. Is he going to stroll into town on a white horse and save the day? Is he going to save America? Is Ron Paul going to save America from China? sorry. Is he or not?
yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
I do not believe he has the capability or the power. Okay, so he strolls into the White House on his white horse. He enters Federal Reserve. And then what happens then? Everything else going wrong in the world collapses because he's ended the Federal Reserve. It's a little bit more to that.
He'd only be able to do that if he emphasized PDD 51, where they say the president's a dictator and has total control over the country. So, you know.
You are correct.
And look at it this way. I mean, you're absolutely right. I don't think he's going to be elected, not because he can't be elected, but because they will simply just fake the elections. Like, this is what happened in Iowa. Allegedly, there was a shitload of voter fraud going on there, and he comes out as number three.
No, you are so right. And the fact that you know this shit, being a New Zealander, man, is incredible. But yeah, the fucking Iowa, that was bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it was just made up. It was like some weird experience. I mean, they turned Iowa into ayahuasca, and they're just tripping balls out there, motherfucker.
I could use a little ayahuasca right now, man.
So he came.
What? Rob, what?
I'm sorry, I'm in my kitchen, but.
Freedom fries. Rob is cooking freedom fries right now.
Right, so he came. Right, Ron Paul.
See, it's the only way Americans can express their freedom nowadays is to make some fucking chips.
Fuck off, you fucking pig.
Right, man.
That's liberty you got now. You know, the government just goes, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to fuck with you, you know, and you got nothing to do. All right, if you want freedom, you're going to have fries that are called freedom. That's right. The closest thing you have to it. Unless, of course, you got some guns or some black uniform. Scumbaggery filthmonger comes up to your fucking door with an AK-47 or some shitty loan from the Chinese military to shoot your kids and your family and all the rest of them, and you go, hold on a second, man, I'm free, I'm a sovereign citizen, I've got rights, I've got all of this thing. Boom! That's how much freedom you got, boy.
Balls!
Right.
he is totally on spot.
And I love it how free we are, you know. I can talk about this on radio, but as soon as I start to actually have some description of freedom, like financial independence or something like that, have you noticed how every goddamn paycheck you get, some bill that you didn't even think was possible would come out of fucking nowhere just to make sure that all your expendable income gets taken the fuck away from you? Is that the financial reality we've got on here now, is that any time you can get a head, you basically get your head chopped off?
I'm fucking speechless right now, man.
It's unbelievable.
Fucking speechless.
Well, see, this is what happens when you give financial elitist, eugenicist fucking scumbags control of your goddamn money supply, isn't it? Because your money just becomes worthless. And worthless, and less, and less. Every single day, it gets worse. You know, you remember I might have been a kid when a Coke can was like $1, and now it's like $2 from a vending machine, you know? And this is something that costs like 2 cents for Coca-Cola to manufacture. And when we get them in here, here's the interesting thing about Coca-Cola. I'm not sure everybody knows. I mean, do you guys drink Coca-Cola at all?
Not this time I got to get wasted with all my bunch of heroes.
Yeah. So you like Coke for me is like basically it's purely a drinks mixer. It's the only time I really drink it, because when it comes off the ships, you know what level 6 biohazard is? It's the highest classification known, which means if you breathe it, you'll flop around on the ground and die in like 5 seconds. And classification one is you can breathe it, you can drink it, you can bathe in it, is water, okay? When the coke comes off the shipping containers, it's actually a level 6, and they have people in fucking hazmat suits put it onto a hazmat truck, and then they take it to a bottling plant locally, water it down with fluoridated municipal water, put it in a BPA-containing plastic bottle, and then fucking sell it to you.
And when you eat the thing from home... That cat is gonna sing it low. And I'm here getting wasted with all my country heroes.
Fill it up, boy. Fill it up, boy.
How could this show ever be taken seriously?
The answer is it can't.
See,
anybody who seriously thinks they can take Charlie Lampson's rant seriously has something seriously wrong with them, okay? Because this is not a place to be uber serious. This is a place to have some fun.
I gave up on
what? Where? What? What are you talking about? This is where I get my fucking news.
Well, this is where you get good news.
No, I really take all this serious fucking seriously.
Hey, we're all going to be exterminated. Ain't it fucking hilarious? Ma!
If it doesn't come out of Charlie Lampson's mouth, it ain't real.
Yeah. Charlie Lampson, keeping it real. Keeping it rizzle, my nizzle.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Chuck Lance.
Coming from the back line of the info whore.
You want a fifth of scotch? He's got it. He's Charles Lampson.
He's doing the info war, doggy style.
He streamlined heroin truth into your veins, Charles Lampson.
He'll spurt that truth all up inside you. It's Charlie Lampson on Charlie Lampson's rant.
He'd be cool. He will cocky you with truth.
What, dressed up as Cena?
You want truth? He'll dress up as Xena.
And when he jisms, he goes...
Oh, no.
Kind of salty, you know?
Hey!
Yeah, Charlie's just getting his rock off.
Charlie, it's Bryce's birthday. Would you like to pull him in and say happy birthday to him?
Oh, of course I would.
Well, fucking at double, sir. It's Bryce's birthday. That's all I need to know. Let me just explain to Vinny Eastwood, because he likes a joke and a laugh, but he does do serious radio at given times. And so does Bryza. A fellow serious code name, kind of proper radio host is coming online now. Your Uncle Bryza. radio,
we're,
Vinny.
We're just like basic derelicts who have a microphone and a megaphone.
You're correct. But Charlie, bring in Bryza's happy birthday if you like.
Happy birthday, Bryza.
I'm trying.
It would be nice.
He's like 52 or something. He's actually 50. He said he's 50.
No, he's 50, dog.
Pfizer hates us, man.
Why you... Paul, you want to fight or something? He's 50.
Yeah.
No,
he's 50.
Yeah, Rob. I want to... yeah, Rob. Let's go to town. I'll get down to Brown.
Children, follow the directions of the officers.
Let's go down to Brown Town.
Yeah, that's my megaphone. It was donated to me. Everything else that's awesome.
I think Bryzer wouldn't want to be on this expression of... it's his birthday. It's like, he's out there trying to do, like, real stuff. He's actually being real. He wants to be on is this bullshit, internet bullshit radio show.
He's really got better things to do.
He's got better things to do, T.L. Like, he's going to, like, hold on. Birthday. I want to go on that fucking four people show Charles
I'm not being funny, but when you're talking to Michael Tellinger and Max Egan, and then you got Sonya Barrett and all these other different people, and Lloyd Pye, you might as well have a week off where you just go on and talk to a lot of drunken idiots from London, Jersey.
If you're on my Skype, friend, like,
that's why I say it, and I think he might answer. He might answer.
Hold that fucker up. Who gives a shit? There's no rules that should be broken.
No rules.
No rules. It's fucking. It's no. Like MC here.
Fun live on air.
Why did he get paid right now on his birthday?
Now this is good lunch music. Shove it up your ass.
He called in to listen to music because I could get all this on YouTube.
This might be the last time
I see my own dick.
So I'm drinking some George Jones and a little bit of cold. Aggravating my misery.
I don't drink because I want to. I drink because I have to.
Yes, we do.
You're here.
Anyway, are we going to do some serious radio? Let's talk about oil spills, reptilians, and I don't know. What's going on in your neck of the woods these days, Tony? What, are you still getting overrun by China? Are you still... does China still own your country, Tony, is what I want to know.
Called Walmart.
I'm a good old rebel. Motherfucker, go to town. You can fucking piss off. You motherfucking die.
Is it fair to say that?
Including Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, and Best Picture. I bet.
You know, get
wasted. Oh, I'm a good old boy, but I am. And for this nation,
you're cutting out pretty bad there, Charlie.
Sweet one, I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I hate the Yankee Nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence.
I'll drink to this.
I hate the glorious
here, here.
With our blood. I hate the I rode with Robert E. Lee for 3 years thereabout. In places and I starved at Point Lookout. I caught the rheumatism, a camping in the snow. Killed the Chantickies and I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel shot. Wish they were 3 million instead of what we got. Can't take up my musket and fight them now no more. But I ain't gonna love them, now that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed and I do not give a damn. Oh, I am a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. For this Yankee Nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I ain't asked any pardon for anything.
Hey, that reminds me of this show I saw on YouTube. You know who Tyra Banks is, you know, America's Next Top Model? She's got a talk show, right? And she had this black woman on here who's one of her parents is white, one of her parents is black, and she has a Confederate flag. She doesn't identify herself as black. She hates black people. It's like she looks fully, fully black. You know, it's just like how out of touch with reality can people possibly be? That was cool. That's really what it boils down to at the end of the day when it comes to this this crazy, crazy world, is that there really isn't any upper limit to the insanity of it. You know, kind of like there's no upper limit to tyranny. There's no fucking ceiling. You know, it's like Charlie and the fucking great glass Wonkavator or some shit just goes shooting straight through the roof.
Yeah, you've probably got a point there, Ben.
That's why people need to get active because, if they've got a choice about being active now, soon enough, they won't have much of a choice at all. They're going to have their hand forced. So it's better to go into it voluntarily, I think, and try and make a difference now when the difference can most be made while the enemy is putting together their plans before they actually implement them all. Because once we have a world government, once we have a central global bank controlling everybody's currencies and the issuance of such, it'll be impossible to get rid of it because they'll have the world army.
Vinny, man, this shit has been going on for like 2,000 fucking years. Like, this ain't that shit... This ain't new fucking shit.
All the more reason to get active now.
But I like that you're fucking actually cursing and actually being yourself and being fluent. But
Charlie's show is the only show that I feel I can do that, eh? And I really appreciate it when Charlie invites me on.
Exactly. The Rant is the only show I actually like to call into and actually give a fuck about. But I'm saying, there ain't shit happening. You ain't changing shit. This fucking bank shit has been around for fucking 2,000 fucking years. We're going to change it? Come on,
well,
man.
Well, for the first time ever, it's actually being exposed. All right? That's the difference, because they didn't have the internet 2,000 years ago, did they?
You're bullshitting. They had ways of communicating. This shit
Of course, like on tablets and stuff like that, but most people couldn't read back then. You know, it was all secret knowledge. But now the knowledge is kind of getting out further and wider, and the whole premise of the plan for 2000 is the entire agenda being kept secret from the people, but now secrets are coming out, and that's why it's such an exciting time to be alive, because it's the first opportunity, and as far as my recollection of history goes, where humanity has actually been able to identify who the real enemy of them is.
I wish you were great. I wish I could believe that, because it's not.
Anyway, listen,
it's just all different, explaining the same shit.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to interject, but Tony and Charlie, Bryce has arrived and it's his birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy
Bryce.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Bryce.
Happy birthday to you. Poor girl, 2000. We have to do a Marilyn Monroe voice as well. Happy birthday. Day, Mr. Bryzer.
Jimmy, you're getting me all excited now. Stop it.
Bryzer, this is the famous...
I tend to do that to other men.
I know Vinny Eastwood. He's from American Free Radio. Where's New Zealand Free Radio, Vinny? Come on.
It doesn't exist because we're a tyrannical prime sinisterial dictatorship.
Vinny, I have to say, you do great work.
Vinny, same shit here, right? We have got Ireland, or the Republic of Ireland. We were never a republic.
Vinny, I love your work of commercials.
It's like SSDC, same shit, different country.
Yeah, we were sold a big lie. It's all a grand deception.
Yeah,
we have English law, English money. I don't want to say crown, because it's the crown that runs it.
Oh man,
these fuckers have been fleecing us.
That's one of my favorite burgers right there.
Happy birthday, Bryce, you cunt.
You guys, hope yours too.
So how old are you now, Bryce?
I'm 50.
Nice. Half a century, mate. You must have seen some fucking tyranny in your time.
Didn't realize it at the time, didn't he? You know, that's the thing. I didn't. But I woke up about 3 or 4 years ago and thought, holy shit, this is all wrong. You know, something's not done.
Yeah,
so,
tyranny's like jello. There's always room for it.
Midlife crisis. The way I look at it is midlife opportunity. Let's fucking take it. Let's go for it. Because only we can do it. We can do it. We have to look deep inside ourselves and say, we can sort this shit out.
If we continue to deal
with this shit that they're putting on us, these laws and these fucking, well, not laws, these statutes and all this crap.
I wish I had your optimism, Bryce.
No, I think he's got a point. I think we have to stop following fucking conspiracies, which are put there to keep us fucking annoyed.
Conspiracies are real, though. They ain't like they're fake.
That's why they have laws against it.
There's a lot of conspiratorial information coming out into the alternative media. It's just merely put there to annoy you and wind you up and keep you sidetracked, in my opinion. And you're right, dog. A lot of it's very true. Codex Alimentarius. all this. Agenda 21. All of this stuff is true, but in general,
I don't think it's true.
I don't really give a fuck if Ellen's about to land in my lap while I'm sitting here in my chair having a pint. Is it really going to change my life, dog? I'm not going to know a lot about it, am I, mate?
Yeah. I mean, you prefer it to be Comet Alcoholman.
Yes, exactly.
You know, there's this big giant ice crystal ball of whiskey fucking flying through space. Yeah. Lands right on your doorstep. And you're like, boys,
I'm at my house.
Behind it, it's holding like a full pizza.
I mean, Vin, to be honest, does it really matter to me if Planet X flies through my bedroom window any minute now and takes me out?
You bring up a very good point here, because all the conspiracies that concern the end of the world or whatever, I think are basically just big fuck-off psyops that are just there to make people depressed and not have any hope, you know? It's like that scene from Shawshank Redemption where he says, "Let me tell you something, my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope will drive a man insane."
Get off my yard.
And he's dead right. Hope is the dangerous word, because you're... What are you hoping for? Hoping that things will get better. The only way things will get better is you get out there and make it better.
Yeah, you must get off my yard.
Yeah, and the only way to do that, Bryce, is do it locally, which is what I'm doing.
You can't change the world, but you can change where you are right now. Like, for example, let's say you live in a filthy hovel or something. Clean that fucking shit up, and you'll find out that I can actually make a difference where I am. And like me, for example, I'm basically the only radio show host in the entire fucking country who's like talking about this shit and talking about it 5 days a week, 2 hours a day on American Freedom Radio. I'm the only New Zealander who's actually ever had an American radio show in history, as far as I know. And I'm making a huge difference right here at home, not because I'm actually physically making a difference, but because I have a symbol there. I am the symbol of hope. Hope that there is going to be some description of media that doesn't talk bullshit to you all fucking day long. You know, and that really encourages people because they see it and they think, man, I've been waiting for this for a really, really long time and it's finally come around. Thank fuck for that.
Like feats, does it get you laid?
Vinny, is there any truth in the rumours that you're a 33rd degree Mason? Have you ever rolled one trouser leg up and put a blindfold on and got spun round a few times?
No, but interesting you should say that. I was at a meeting once where we were talking about the Ark of the Covenant. We had a great archaeologist here called Jonathan Gray. He's an amazing guy. And he was doing this presentation on the Ark of the Covenant. And after it, I kind of got up and did my little presentation for my DVDs and all of that kind of stuff. And I talked about how our current mayor, or our former mayor, sorry, of Auckland, John Banks, was a 33rd degree Freemason. And my girlfriend's mother, her brother was a 33rd degree Freemason. He was about to be inducted into the 33rd degree. And one of the requirements of doing such is that you have to renounce Christ and swear allegiance to Lucifer. He refused to do that, and he was chased out of South Africa as a result. You know, he had threats on his family, threats on himself. He was living in absolute terror because once you betray the Masons, you're fucked. And there, incidentally, was a 33rd degree Freemason in the crowd right there. He had the Masonic rings and all of that sort of shit. And his wife just goes, oh, that's all lies, that's bullshit. And then they approach me afterwards, and he says, you know, that's just not true. And blah, 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 blah. Maybe you should join us. You should join us. And I say, nah, no fucking way. Get the fuck out of here, you Freemason Lucifer-worshipping scum. There's no fucking way I'm going to do anything to help you.
I think you're full of bullshit.
You know, and get this. New Zealand is a Freemasonic fucking haven. Like, get this. On our $20 bill, the largest Freemasonic temple in the country is right there, okay? It's a picture of Parliament and Old Government House. Old Government House is now a giant Freemasonic temple, the largest in the country. And our Prime Minister, John Key, 32nd degree Freemason of the our Prime Minister John Key is a 32nd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite. Came out of absolutely nowhere, got elected Prime Minister, unbelievable. Our former Mayor of Auckland, John Banks, 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite, and now he's back in Parliament alongside John Key as his right hand man in a little party called the ACT Party, which is like basically the fascist party of New Zealand. And the third most powerful man in the country is the new Mayor of Auckland, which is an Agenda 21 city now, admittedly by their own admission, a 32nd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite by the name of Len Brown. Okay, now I've gone to the New Zealand's second largest Masonic temple. It's a place in Grafton here in Auckland, and I took a photo of the floor. Okay, and it's a great Masonic big ritual chamber kind of thing. It's very strange. It's like these steps that go up in tiers up to the sides and the back and the front of the room. And in the center, there's this giant black and white squared ritual chamber sort of thing with a giant fucking pentagram in the middle. And I took a picture of that, and we saw a cop on the street. On 9/11, the 10th anniversary, and we said to him, what do you think that black and white checker around your cap means, mate? And he's like, what do you mean? And so I showed him the picture on my phone. You see the black and white tiles there? You see the giant fucking pentagram? It's a sign of ownership. That's what that band around your cap means. And incidentally, how many percentage of the UK police force are Freemasons? I think it was something along the lines of 30% or 30,000 sworn officers are also sworn Freemasons. And when you swear allegiance to Freemasonry, The worst thing is that you hold that oath above all others. You're never allowed to betray the Brotherhood lest you get slit from ear to ear and buried up to your neck in sand at a low tide mark. Okay, so what you're talking about here is a secret society, obviously, that has no alleged agenda, but they use them as a recruiting arm. So once you become, once you show your promise as somebody who's willing to renounce Christ, renounce good, and to swear allegiance to Lucifer and evil and all of the things that it connotes, that's when you start to get inducted into the higher degrees. And I interviewed a Freemason on my show who's also incidentally a psychic. I think he won the Australian Psychic Awards or something like that back in 2008. And he says, oh, there's nothing wrong with it, there's nothing wrong with it. He's only 32nd degree, he hasn't had the talking to yet. And the thing is, Freemasons are just basically a bunch of lying fucking cocksuckers. When they say there's no conspiracy, when they say there's nothing going down, it's basically the direct opposite of whatever they're saying, because the entire order is based upon manipulation and upon symbolism and interpretations of such. You know, whenever a Freemason says a word, okay, that word can have up to 7 different meanings, according to Freemasonic lore. Symbols, exactly the same. And that's how they manage to hide everything, is like they'll just be basically speaking code. Other Masons know what they're saying, and people who are trying to expose the Masons, like myself, and I've got various other friends here in New Zealand who are fucking hardcore against them, and I bring them on my show every now and again, just to remind people that, yes, there are a group of Luciferian scumbags who rule the churches in this country, who have their people positioned at the 3 highest positions in government in this country, and they're all Freemasons. Make no mistake. Seventh-day Adventists, Mormons, all founded by 33-degree Freemasons. The reason why they do that is because they believe in this kind of God figure.
Jesus Christ, Vinny.
Go ahead.
Can you breathe? Take a breath, motherfucker. Holy shit, man.
That was
awesome. What the fuck, dude?
Vinny's right, because it's all been subverted. Everything's been turned
come
up.
On, man. We all know this. This is fucking first fucking face check.
Oh, I'm just doing it for the benefit of the 15 people listening.
And you fucking still in the fucking teapot. Fucking 14.
Even look at the pentagram, right? The pentagram is a fucking amazing symbol, amazing thing.
What's
happened is they've turned it upside down. Because
what they always do to hide their symbols is they just turn them upside down. You know, like this guy looked at that picture on my phone and he said, oh, it's not an upside down pentagram, it doesn't mean anything. It's like, well, Freemasons always put their symbolism upside down to hide them.
Because what the pentagram means is, you got five points, right? The top point is spirit, and then underneath you have fire, water, earth, and wind.
So the four elements plus the fifth element, which is the spirit,
right?
Yeah?
The spirit, which controls all that, but they turned it upside down. That means that the spirit is subjugated.
Mm.
That's what they do. That's how it is. And
isn't
it same with the swastika. The swastika is a symbol of enlightenment.
I wonder if Hitler was actually a Freemason.
You know?
Do you think Hitler was a Freemason? Because I know that the records for British intelligence, I think it was either MI5 or MI6, got released in 2002, and the highest paid British MI agent during the World War II years was Adolf Hitler. Right there. All the tax records and everything have confirmed it. Hitler was a fucking British agent.
Yeah.
You know, and they just this is what happens. They just create the enemy, they go and they fight them, and they use the fact that there is an enemy, that they created, of course, to justify all this other shit, you know, rationing, taking control of things, EU, economic prosperity, partnerships, whatever the fuck they want to justify. All they need is some description of scumbag, which they can basically create out of thin air because they've got all the money they want in the fucking world to finance them. And that's basically how Hitler got all his money anyway, isn't it? They just got given all this money from the States. $1 trillion came out of the U.S. budget and was given to Germany during the fucking Depression, okay? When 10 million U.S. citizens starved to death, the U.S. government was too busy giving $1 trillion to a dictator in Germany to give a fuck about them. You know, and it makes total sense when you have a look at what's his name, Smedley Butler, Medal of Honor winner, getting recruited by Nazis in the United States to stage a fucking coup.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, this shit is real. The Nazis did not lose World War II. They simply changed venues. And now they're in the United States. You have a look at the sides of the halls of Congress, you know, where the Speaker of the House is. On either side of that podium where the Speaker of the House is, you have a fash. A fash is a double-headed axe wrapped in sticks. It's called a fash. It's the symbol of fascism. And it's right there in the House of Congress. What kind of system of government do you have?
And yeah, you're absolutely right. It's what Jordan Maxwell calls the fascia. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And he knows all. He knows more about our politics than I fucking do.
Sorry. We do get kind of a heck of a lot of propaganda over here in New Zealand. Hey, get this. You know how many times Ron Paul's been mentioned in the media in the States right now with the Iowa electorate? He's been mentioned practically every day because I watch a little bit of Bloomberg and a little bit of Al Jazeera, and they're all mentioning Ron Paul. You know how many times they've mentioned Ron Paul in New Zealand? Zippo. They don't want anybody in this country to know what the fuck is going on there.
He knows more about our politics than we do.
Oh, but this was the funniest bit. He was actually mentioned on radio once, and they said that Ron Paul had a, quote, controversial anti-war policy. Okay? To be pro-war, to be pro-killing a million fucking Iraqis with depleted uranium so that a quarter of their babies are now born deformed is not controversial. But to not want to kill them, to want to stay in your own country and work on your own problems is just it's just out of control. That guy needs medication. And of course, the medication that they'll give him is probably Prozac or something like that, which will turn him into a homicidal maniac and will cut off his children's arms. And then he'll get elected to politics, wind up giving them a shitload of funding, making sure that all those nice, wonderful Wahhabist, lobbyist pieces of shit that are wearing suits and fucking bullshit, getting their rocks off by fucking over the American people. It just makes me sick, man. You're talking about the best fucking experiment in politics that has ever existed was the American experiment. Constitution, inalienable rights. What the fuck are you giving it up for? Why are these pieces of shit taking over? Why are people standing for it? You know, they just get so depressed and so unhappy and so demotivated by it all. And it might have something to do with the fact that they're all doped up on something or other. How many people are on medications in the United States now? It's like 40 or 100 million or some shit like that. Imagine tomorrow if they just cut off the supply of all these incredibly dangerous psychotropic drugs, man. People would go fucking nuts everywhere. It'll be like a Columbine at every single high school, which incidentally, the Columbine students had Prozac. And so did and in fact, this happens everywhere, doesn't it? Like, you know, every time you hit... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Vinny, I've just got to pop in here and say this is an international problem. It's happening here in England. It's obviously happening in New Zealand and Australia.
Yep.
It's happening in America.
That's why they call it a new world order. What country do you think is exempt? And that's the problem with living in New Zealand is because we're all just a bunch of doe-eyed, cow-herding, sheep-shagging pieces of shit. They don't give a fuck about anything outside of their own 2 cents and 2 mile perimeter fence fucking communities or whatever. They don't give a fuck. Seriously. They sit around drinking beer, doing nothing. And it sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Yes. What do you mean? Yes.
You know, Charlie's a prime example.
Not at all.
I was just joking, bro.
Vinny, you're right, because as I said, the amount of people, not only in America, but in Europe and wherever, people who are drugged up on medications.
Yeah.
If the system goes down, they're not going to be able to handle it. And you've got a bunch of crazy people on your hands. And I think this is exactly what they've planned. They knew the system was going to come down. There's going to be, you know, they're saying they're going to be disclosure on UFOs, or it could be, you know, 9/11, the truth will come out, whatever. How are people going to handle that? And that is their recipe to say, right, Third World War, America's the bad man, let's blow them to fucking bits.
And it's started again.
It'll be 9/11 times 1,000. It's the eye of the needle, Gary, and we both must pass through it.
But again, it was all fucking planned. I reckon the whole troop movement thing was all planned.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look at it this way. If you're a military strategist, how long does it take to mobilize a hell of a lot of troops? A fucking long time is what? So for troops to just suddenly appear out of nowhere is impossible. And let's just put a space in between the M, fucking possible. It doesn't happen. It is all planned, okay? Everybody needs to stop being in denial about this. The world has a planned agenda. It's run by a group of sociopathic, criminal, scumbag, eugenicist filth. And we have to stop it, okay? And you and I are all that really stands in its way. Anybody who's listened to this radio show or anything like that, anybody who knows that one particular truth, that there's fucking scumbags with their hands on the reins of power of this giant horse stallion that's fucking pounding towards tyranny, like there's no goddamn tomorrow, needs to do something, anything. And a lot of people ask me, you know, Vinny, what can I do? What can I do? That's not a rhetorical question, fuckwit. What can I do is a question you have to answer for yourself. That's why it's called your life, because you've got to take some fucking responsibility. Doesn't matter what you do for a living. If you're a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, you can contribute to the truth movement. There's people out there who, like myself, for example, who are on radio saying the things that people want to hear and listen to and what have you. And then you don't have to copy what I'm doing. Just support me. Support the people who do the things that you want to see done. That's why I have so many Kiwi activists and activists from the United States on my radio show, because they deserve the fucking coverage. They're talking about the truth. And ultimately, that's actually what people really, really want. People do want the truth. There's so many people that are in denial, and those are the kind of people that don't actually matter. Like I said before about the minority are the ones that always make the difference. That's what it's talking about. You're the minority, you're the powerful ones, and the majority will always just goose-step in line with whatever you dictate to them. People follow their shepherds. All you got to do is position yourself to be that shepherd, and they will follow you to greener pastures. And that's what you have to do if you want to take responsibility for yourself and for humanity as a whole.
Your English girlfriend's on again, isn't she, Charles?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I broke up the conversation a bit.
I'd say, guys, before we close up, each and every one of us have to look into ourselves, each and every one of us, and see what we're capable of, because we're capable of doing so many wonderful fucking things, brilliant things. We all, each and every one of us, do it.
I agree, Bryce. I do. That's where the optimism comes with me.
Start at yourself and then move upwards, and we can change it. We can do it. But it's up to us. It's a very simple choice. Do you want fucking tyranny or do you want freedom? It's as simple as fucking...
Oh, my God. It's the end.
AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Just a big quick plug in there.